Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Governor Tim Walz signed three bills into law today. One of the new laws honors late Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman by renaming Minnesota's Community Solar Garden program after her. The governor said Hortman was a leader in solar energy and put Minnesota on the path to a clean future. House Republicans have rolled out their latest school safety proposal. It includes more funding to keep students safe and money for mental health support. It does not include the Democrats' legislation to ban assault rifles. Republican Ron Kreisha of Little Falls.
What we have on the table is a list of successful bills. Let's close those first. And as I see it,
the Senate has hearings, and so does the other side. They can bring whatever proposals they want. I'm trying to get to what we can get to agreement first, and this is what we have agreement on.
But when asked what he would tell Annunciation parents on why gun legislation is not included, Kreisha said,
"We need to show them that we're willing to listen. We need to put something forward. I think if we were to finally close out the session in May and my head were to hit the pillow that night and we didn't get a school safety package done, that would be a great sense of sadness."
The bill is being discussed today in the Education Finance Committee. Ramsey County is moving forward with an economic development initiative that will invest $320 million into the county's future. This plan includes revitalizing downtown St. Paul. County Manager Ling Becker says this will strengthen the county's economy without increasing the property tax levy.
"We're using funds already in place, funds that cannot go toward lowering property taxes, alongside with strategic bonding backed by the county's strong fiscal management."
The county is contributing $120 million and is asking the legislature for $120 more. Representative Maria Issa Perez Vega and Senator Sandra Pappas are representing this project. The Minnesota Lynx added two guards in the WNBA draft last night in New York City. The Lynx selected TCU point guard Olivia Miles with the second overall pick. Miles averaged a career best 19.6 points, 6.6 assists, and 7.2 rebounds per game for the Horned Frogs in her senior season. Minnesota picked Utah guard Lainey White 45th overall in the third round. Matt Clark is Golden Valley's permanent police chief effective immediately after serving as interim for the past 6 months. He stepped in last October following the resignation of former chief Virgil Green. Green resigned after a third-party investigation found he failed to follow proper procedures in handling internal misconduct matters. Residents of nursing homes and assisted living facilities are one step closer to enjoying happy hour at their home. The so-called grandparents' happy hour bill was included in the omnibus liquor bill that passed the Minnesota House. The proposal would allow these facilities to serve alcohol to residents and their guests during activities or events if the facility notifies the state first. It also passed the Senate today and is now heading to the governor's desk for his signature. Gooseberry Falls along the North Shore is nominated for the 2026 Best State Park by the USA Today 10 Best Readers' Choice Awards. The popular state park features a series of five waterfalls that cascade through a rugged gorge of volcanic rock. It offers 8 miles of mountain bike trails that connect to the Superior Hiking Trail. Voting is open through May 11th. Coming from the newsroom, this is Minnesota News Network.